And Lord, I pray that we will come afresh to you today to receive from you a word of encouragement and hope and conviction and guidance. Lay your hands upon our ears and our hearts that we may hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Approximately 30 years ago, America started keeping track of how long the average commute time was for the average American as they went to work. And during those 30 years, the average commute time has increased by 20%. And it now totals an average of 26 minutes. One way, and that's the average. Those whose commutes are longer than 45 minutes has risen 12%. And those whose commutes are 90 minutes or more one way has also gone up by 64%. And boy, do we hear complaints about that. When people are caught up in that. Commuting can be a pain. And one of the most aggravating things about commuting is road construction. It doesn't matter whether you're going to work or whether you're going on a vacation. When you're driving out there, don't you just hate it when you see all of these orange cones being set up and a whole bunch of red taillights in your path? Road construction. But we have to remember that road construction can eventually improve our commute. At least it's supposed to. And we have to put that into perspective. And we also have to be grateful. Well, let's put something else in perspective. What we have to endure in commuting is so easy today compared to what Joseph and Mary had to do. Now, while their journey from Nazareth down to Bethlehem was only about 65 miles in today's measurements, it took 5 days to make that journey without a McDonald's, without a motel, without a rest stop. And don't forget that later they had to escape Bethlehem and flee to Egypt. And then remember that they had to go from Egypt all the way back up to Nazareth. Our travel woes just don't even compare with what they had to go through. But when we meet road construction, it can delay our gratification. It can frustrate us. It might even give us a little bit of road rage sometimes. It can interfere with our goals, but it promises needed improvements. And in fact, that applies to our lives. We are on a journey. We are traveling, and we all face construction sometimes in our lives, delays. Storms, detours, frustrations, and at times we may even face breakdowns. Someone said this, no matter who we are or who we may wish to be, all of us sometimes need a little heavenly highway repair. And when you think about it, that's what Christmas is all about. Isaiah said this, a voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Now, when the gospel writers recorded the words of John the Baptist, those writers quoted that passage from Isaiah, and they used, instead of the word highways, they used the word path. They said, make straight paths for him. God's heavenly highway repair is intended to make everything in your life better. How you respond to that is the freedom that he gives to you. You can receive it and be glad, or you can complain about it and look for a detour. When Jesus Christ came to us, one of his jobs was to be a divine highway foreman in your life. Does he have to put up some orange cones sometimes in your life? You bet. Do you enjoy them? Probably not. Are they good for you? Absolutely. I can hear his voice speaking to me sometimes about this. He says, slow down, Harry. Slow down. The speed limit has changed. But Lord, you know I have a heavy foot. And I've got to make my goals. I have goals I want to reach. Slow down, Harry. But Lord, you don't understand. Harry, be still and know that I am God. But Lord, it's Christmas time. And I'm busier now at this time of the year than I am at just about any other time of the year. I can't slow down. Maybe later. Do you ever have conversations like that with God? He also says that he sends a road crew. Maybe it's angels, I don't know. And he says, hey guys, Harry has a mound of concerns over there that are in the way of his reaching his destination. We have to get some heavy equipment in here and move some of that dirt. But Lord, I spent lots of time and money making that dirt. And I'm kind of used to it. Does it really need to go? Yes, Harry, it does. And let me add to you that you've made my job a great deal more difficult because you keep piling dirt on top of dirt. This mound is getting higher and higher. I came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I didn't come so that you could have dirt and have more dirt. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. When I think about it, I know how right you are, and I know that there are consequences in the way I've lived my life. Harry, read my word. Didn't I say that every mountain and hill would be made low? And didn't I say and promise you that the rough places would become level and the rugged places in your life would become like a plain? Yes, Lord, you did say that. Thank you, Lord, for saying that. I thank you. I just didn't realize I was going to have to go through all of this road construction. And that's how it goes. God has his agenda, and I have my agenda. And I forget that his agenda should take priority. And there's something else that I have to learn about all this road construction. It takes time. It takes a lot of time. It takes more time than I want it to. I'm not very excited about that. I mean, one of the reasons that I updated my iPhone recently is because the chip in the new iPhone is faster than the old one, and I like faster. I don't want to admit this, but sometimes I can be rather impatient. I certainly don't want you to know that or other people to know that. But the truth be known, I get really tired of seeing those orange cones in my pathway sometime. Will this life construction never end? I asked God about that. And he said, yes, it will end. Yes. And when it does, everything will be perfect. I loved hearing that. I mean, I tend to be a perfectionist. Don't tell anybody, but I tend to be a perfectionist. So I love the thought that everything is eventually going to be perfect. And perfection, of course, is a matter of perspective. It's a relative term. I read about a man who described his idea of a perfect world, and he gave a number of illustrations as to what that would look like for him. He said, in his perfect world, you would feel as good at 80 as you did at 18. And you would be as smart at 80 as you thought you were at 18. And he said, in his perfect world, professional athletes would complain about school teachers signing multi-million-dollar contracts. Perfect world. Oh, and he also said that in his perfect world, potato chips would have calories. But when you dip them in a dip, the calories are neutralized. Perfect world. I could go for all of that. And as I think about it, in my own life, my perfect world would happen according to my timetable, not yours. Mine. But I have learned that road construction in my life will eventually lead to God's perfection. And that takes time. It takes lots of time. And that made me think about what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman. When the time had fully come. In other words, if the Christmas event was perfectly timed by God, then all the events in my life are also perfectly timed by God. And that includes those irritating orange cones that appear in my road. I'm still under construction. It did not end in Bethlehem. It did not end at Calvary. I said, Lord, please forgive me for my impatience and my short-sightedness. I've been seeing roadblocks, and all the while you've been making my path straight. And then he said something that humbled me even more. He said, Harry, I've also been raising up every valley. Do you remember when the bottom fell out a few times and you could only see bad? You couldn't see any good? And you thought that you might never hear good news again. Yes, Lord, I do remember that. Well, did I not say, fear not? For behold, I bring you good news of great joy. Yes, Lord, you did say that. Harry, in my perfect timing and with my awesome ways, I have filled up the pit of every valley in your life, and I have restored your path. If I had not been there, you would not be where you are this very day. And you would not reach your final destination either if you would not allow me to reconstruct your life as it's needed. Reconstruct? Lord, did I hear that right? Did you say reconstruct? Yes, Sari. You see, it's not just new roads that I prepare for you. Sometimes I have to repair your old roads too. Years and years of use and abuse. And the more traffic you put on your path, the more things begin to wear and tear at your soul. Harry, I did not create those potholes. I did not cause those chunks of pavements to crack and peel away. I did not weaken the bridges that you cross in life. You did all of that. And sometimes it needs repair. Oh, Lord. The more you teach me about that, the more embarrassed I am. I'm sorry. Don't be embarrassed, Harry. Just grow through it. Grow through it and learn more about me. And learn to trust me more and more. And then he reminded me of this. He said, when I told Mary that she was with child and yet a virgin, she could have said, oh Lord, this is a huge roadblock in my life. What am I to do? But instead she said, okay, Lord, let's do this. And we moved on together, safely. And when Joseph heard that his wife-to-be was pregnant, he saw a huge mountain in front of him. I flattened that mountain and I let him know that he could move on with me safely. And when Joseph and Mary heard that Herod was slaughtering babies, all they could see was a huge valley. And they saw me fill that giant pit and open the door for them to move on safely. Harry, I've told you this before, but I'm going to say it again. Please listen this time. Every valley in your life shall be raised up. Every mountain on your path, and even the hills on your path, will be made low. I will make the rough ground become level, and I will make the rugged places in your life like a plain, and my glory will be revealed, and all mankind together shall see it, for my mouth has spoken. That is the God I serve. And that is the God who serves me. Are you traveling this Christmas? I imagine over the years, many of you have traveled at Christmas time. Maybe not so much anymore, and certainly not this year. Regardless, you and I are on a continuous path, a long, long road. And your road is under construction. No matter how much you might like to think that you have it all together, sooner or later, it becomes obvious that you need a little heavenly highway repair. What is broken in your life? What is broken right now in your life? It seems to me that Christmas has a way of making broken things seem worse than they are. But God can fix all the broken things in your life, and you can move forward safely with Him. One of the biggest things that was broken in your life was the bridge that you have to cross in order to go from this world to heaven. But God got busy in Bethlehem, in Galilee, in Jerusalem, and He repaired that bridge. And you can cross it now safely together with Him because of Jesus Christ. God with us. You know, one of the things that seems to happen often during the Christmas season is that somebody, and quite often it's someone who's very dear to you, says something or does something that hurts. As wonderful as families can be, sometimes family members can make valleys for you. And it's so easy for you to fall into them. Trust God and watch Him fill that valley. And no matter how hard you try to avoid them, you're going to experience some potholes along the way. Perhaps you already have this Christmas. Do you know what creates those potholes more than anything else? It's your neglect of your spiritual life. If you focus only on the outside of Christmas, the inside will suffer greatly. Jesus Christ wants to remove all the junk in your life. He wants to fill all the potholes that you are experiencing. He wants to strengthen all the weak places in your life. And He wants to reconstruct anything that you have allowed to deteriorate in your life. That is why He came. Hallelujah. That is good news of great joy. So let every heart prepare Him room. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Let's pray together. Oh, Lord God, I thank You for taking me from birth through rebirth, through this life filled with its challenges, its obstacles, sometimes ugliness, and for repairing and filling and healing and making it safe for me to go forward with You. Oh, I thank You, Lord. And I pray that that will renew the joy of my salvation in You. And I pray, Lord, that You will fill me with such joy that it overflows in my celebration of Your coming. I praise You and I thank You and I pray to You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.